The breakfast story today. Here's a good one for you. Biggie mentioned this. Denny's is going to add an egg surcharge, just like Waffle House. Is it 50 cents an egg? At Waffle
House. I didn't see the price.
At Waffle House, it was 50 cents an egg. And now, or maybe even a dollar an egg.
I thought it was a single dollar.
I think it's a dollar. At Waffle House, they said, every egg's ordered, you're going to add a dollar to it. So if you get a three-egg omelet, that's three extra dollars.
Cracker Barrel's holding the line. I've not heard IHOP make an announcement yet.
Denny's did yesterday, right. But they didn't give the number. They just said, we're going to add a surcharge also with eggs. Now, McDonald's has said, we'll never do that. We will not surcharge our eggs.
Guess what? Joke's on you. They're not real eggs. Have you seen a McMuffin?
I have.
There's no way that's an egg.
You don't think that's a real egg?
Never
they
have.
They do look different.
Never have.
That's a different looking egg.
That's part of the, maybe one of the main reason I've never had one.
How do they do that? How do they make that egg? It's so gelatinous or something. Something about it. It doesn't look like a real egg. You're right. Mm-hmm. Do they put a
ring around it?
A ring around it.
They have to.
When they're cooking it to make it perfectly round.
They put a ring around that.
You think it's a real egg, don't you, Biggie?
Then what?
The McMuffin.
I know it's a real egg in the McMuffin. I've seen the videos. They have to crack them and cook them.
They do?
Yeah.
They crack them and cook
them. Yeah, it's cooked. I'm not sure about any of the folded egg. I'm assuming that's all comes in,
pre-cooked.
Yeah. But I think with a McMuffin, I think they have to at least throw the egg down and cook it.
And put the ring around it.
Yeah, they put a ring around
it,
yeah.
That's why it looks that weird way. It does look strange. And, of course, they also, does every McMuffin, and by the way, the reason this is coming up is this is the 50th anniversary of the McMuffin. This is the...
Next week, right?
Yeah, next week, McDonald's first debuted breakfast in 1975, and the advent of the Egg McMuffin will be celebrated on the golden birthday starting early next month, and through the entire month, they're giving specials on Egg McMuffin.
Hell yeah.
So the initial breakfast menu, was it that? They had the pancakes and sausage? Or was it just the pancake platter?
The breakfast platter is pancake. That's a good breakfast platter.
I loved it. And they had the McMuffin.
Yeah.
And, well, we have an absent friend who would go on and on about the Danish.
Oh, God, you're right.
But
I forgot all about him.
I miss him, but I don't miss that.
Dave's not here.
If you ever brought up around our friend Dave Aiken McDonald's breakfast, he would say that steamed Danish was the best thing on their menu.
You ever eat at the McDonald's with him for breakfast? I have.
You've eaten that with him?
No, I'm saying you take him there, and he's like, you got the steamed Danish? No, and they don't. And
of course, they haven't had it since the 80s.
Some kid staring like, what's a steamed Danish?
They would take that over.
Sounds like a sex move.
Cinnamon.
Well, there was apple, and then there was cheese, right?
Cheese. They had cinnamon also.
Well, I can't remember if the cinnamon was part of the apple. Okay. Maybe it was cinnamon apple.
Cinnamon apple and cheese. The cheese was good. It was a good
thing. Oh, apple all day for me.
Oh, you like the apple?
Oh, my God.
And they would, now, since Dave...
They take it out of the cold storage.
Yes.
And then steam it right in front of you.
Dave, tell you about it.
Dave's not here.
They would take, and you'd have the employee would have gone
like three times, like you're pressing a shirt at a dry cleaner,
and the steam would come out of it. God, and when you touched it, that was hot. It was hot.
Yeah, they put it on this beautiful styrofoam little plate. A plastic fork.
Wonder what the years were. No, that wasn't original. Couldn't have been original.
No.
And it's been gone.
But it was early. That to me, those were the early days of McDonald's breakfast.
And it would come in a styrofoam.
I got mine on a plate. We never had anything to go.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We ate in. McDonald's is fancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't love the Egg McMuffin, but the Sausage McMuffin with egg, top tier sandwich for me.
Really?
Breakfast sandwich.
You like
that?
Yeah, the sausage.
No Canadian bacon for you?
It doesn't bring the flavor like the sausage does.
Does it? And so it's the exact same sandwich, only it's a sausage.
Sausage, yeah. Much, much better flavor.
McDonald's sausage is good.
Yeah.
I agree. Well, you love those the McGriddles.
Forget about it.
Trucker Rich, you're talking about the eggs at McDonald's. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Back when I was in high school, I worked at McDonald's, worked the breakfast shift, and all those eggs are 100% real. We had stacks and stacks and stacks of real eggs. They're all forms. There's a round form for the Egg McMuffins, and then there's a four-long tray form for the frickin' folded eggs, and you take and you just crack eggs in them, break them up, and as they cook, you just take the forms off and flip them over, but they were all 100% real eggs.
Now, 100%
I like
eggs.
I love to hear that. That's good to hear. You're cracking eggs
back there.
Thank you very much, Trucker Rich. Did you like working at McDonald's? Sounds like you're proud of the company.
Oh, I was. My favorite story from McDonald's, if you have time for it, is I actually got promoted up to biscuit maker when they actually made real biscuits at McDonald's. And it was a Sunday morning. This little old lady, she came in and she goes, "Can I talk to the biscuit maker? These are the best biscuits I've ever had in my life." And they came back and they go, "Hey, lady out here wants to compliment your biscuits." Well, at the time, I had a ponytail that hung about my waist, and I had earrings and tattoos, and I come walking around the corner, and she goes, "You're the biscuit maker?" I was like, "Yes, ma'am." She goes, "Your biscuits are really good." She just turned and walked out.
She was going to hug your neck.
Yeah, she was going to.
If you were a little old lady.
She thought you were an 80-year-old woman back there making the biscuits.
Like I got to know your secret.
Yeah.
It's Ozzy Osbourne. What?
It's death metal. Thank you, Trucker Rich. Now, that's a great story. Thank you.
If you imagine that, because back in the day, a lot of McDonald's employees, like Trucker Rick, were high schoolers, were teenagers, because they had always hired. The pay was decent. Yeah. But I wonder if they're cracking every single egg, how many eggs did they waste? Because you got to get it right.
Yeah, you do.
I don't always crack an egg. I'm not very good in the kitchen, but even the pros will occasionally slip up.
You mess them up. Yeah. And you can get shell in there.
Right. You can't have that.
And what he was saying, though, about the form of it, that makes perfect sense for McDonald's because they all come out looking the exact same.
Yeah.
The McMuffin one is round. The others
are folded. That's their thing. McDonald's is consistent.
It'd be fun to go ask to speak to the biscuit maker now.
I know.
Just wait for the silence to fall over the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Here's the beeping.
Trucker Rick sounds like your worst nightmare in the 80s, Kelly.
I would have done what the old lady did.
Yeah.
Ponytail to the waist, tats, piercings.
I like your biscuits.
You make good food.
A lady wants to compliment your biscuits. Well, I'll be right there. I would have turned and
she never came back.
I would have run away. I would have never gone back. Of course, Trucker Rich is the exactly what I didn't want to say. And in the commercials, you would see an 80-year-old woman with flour around her. And just gently,
patting the dough.
Right, gently folding and cracking the eggs back there and making those biscuits.
And whisking.
And the roller, rolling out the dough. Well, now, Biggie, you're going to like this because since National Egg McMuffin Day is next week, McDonald's will offer customers an Egg McMuffin or a Sausage McMuffin for $1 nationwide if you download the app and order through the app.
Oh, see, the app.
Do you have it?
No.
You could get it for $1. That's another.
All these places are doing this now, and I feel like an old fuddy-duddy complaining because if I am going to go through some, I still just whip through the drive-thru. I'm not an app person.
If you do the app.
How are you not an app person?
You could do that. You could. I mean, that saves you money.
Yeah, but it's you got to pull up and you got to place your order through the app.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And then pull over to a certain area and check in and all that. Mm-hmm. I just find when it comes to fast food, which is used loosely now anyways, you know how I feel about it.
You want to be
not that fast.
It's never that fast anymore. I still like just pulling through and ordering.
Well, now, I don't know how they do it at McDonald's, but at Chicken and Pickles, if I order through the app, it gives me the option to either go in and get it right off the table there, or I can eat in, or if I go to the drive-thru, when I get up to the window, I just tell the young girl I've ordered through the app, and they say name, and they say, okay, it's ready for you at the window, and you just pull around. It's exactly like you have ordered, you just ordered ahead of time, but it's still going through the window. You might as well it does save you money, though, at least in this case. For the first time, McDonald's renowned bagel sandwiches will have expanded availability on menus nationwide. I don't know the bagel sandwich at McDonald's.
No, I've never had one.
I didn't know they had those. That's a classic bacon, egg, and cheese or steak, egg, and cheese bagel at McDonald's.
Top tier sandwich is the steak, egg, and cheese bagel.
You've had it?
Yes.
How long has the bagel been there? I didn't know they had
it. It was there for a long time, and then when COVID everyone in COVID streamlined their menu down, the bagels went away. But they did bring it back. You could also get the steak on a biscuit. Their steak is, it has a unique taste to it.
Yeah.
That
well said.
Was great on a bagel.
Right.
Top tier breakfast sandwich, though, for me.
Top tier. Mount Rushmore of breakfast sandwiches?
Man, if I had to go through breakfast sandwiches, no. You know what my number one is.
Burger King.
Told you this multiple times. It's the croissant sandwich.
The croissant sandwich at Burger King.
It's very specific, though. You cannot eat the croissant sandwich. People always come to me, what are you doing? Listen, you can't eat their sandwich right away. You got to take it. You got to smash it down. then let it sit for like 3 to 5 minutes, so we'll and then you eat it.
So when we carve the Mount Rushmore, we'll smash it down.
A smash down croissant sandwich is key.
All right, so that's your number one. Sausage McMuffin.
Oh, yeah, for number two, yeah, I'd probably have to put the sausage McMuffin. If we're just doing breakfast sandwiches,
yeah,
I'd put the sausage McMuffin at number two.
What about like just a chicken biscuit from somewhere or a biscuit from somewhere?
Overrated.
Oh, I like
what about spicy chicken biscuit?
Still overrated. Okay. A good tenderloin biscuit is hard to find, but if you find one, that's top tier.
So it sounds like your steak bagel.
Yeah, there's a great tenderloin biscuit, but it's local where we are.
I know it. I know it. It's delicious.
You got to get a country place to serve your tenderloin.
They call it old cathead biscuit. I used to.
Don't play up your roots. Nice try.
We get old cathead biscuit down here at the barbecue place. You know, that's what you get. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know why? Because the size of
takes
cat
two hands.
Looks like a cathead. That's how big a biscuit is. God, you get through the tenderloin biscuit, you've had something.
Now, I've created a biscuit.
No, I don't eat them now.
Greasy. I don't eat them now. I haven't had a tenderloin biscuit in years.
You mentioned a chicken biscuit. Now, I will tell you one of my favorite. This is also in the Mount Rushmore, but you got to get. It's at a place called Biscuitville. You know them.
I'm familiar.
You get a chicken biscuit, but you got to add scrambled egg and American cheese to it.
That sounds pretty good to me, too. You put that on there.
Put
chicken
that on there.
Eggs?
Chicken with, it's got to be scrambled egg.
Eggs.
Scrambled egg, American cheese, Biscuitville biscuit, top tier.
You ever get a skinny biscuit over there?
The hell is that?